The High Court's ruling comes nearly a year after it overturned Roe v. Wade, which guaranteed the right to abortion nationwide. The court essentially ruled that the plaintiffs in this case, a group of anti-abortion doctors, did not have the legal right to sue as they hadn't been personally injured by the drug. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said he's relieved at the ruling, but he's under no illusions that the legal fight for mifepristone access is over.
This decision was based not on the merits, but on a lack of standing. We are not yet out of the woods. This shouldn't be a decision women are forced to fear year after year, case after case. These healthcare decisions must be between women, families, and their doctors, not judges nor lawmakers.
UC Davis law professor Mary Ziegler said she expected the decision, even with the majority conservative court, because of the weakness of the plaintiff's case.
It wasn't surprising once we heard oral argument. The justices were clearly pretty skeptical of the plaintiff's standing claims, but it's still impressive that they were so bad that they managed to make a divided court unanimous.
Abortion opponents said they're disappointed by the ruling, but plan to continue to bring legal challenges. In a statement, Kate Daniel with the group Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America said in part, quote, "It's a sad day for all who value women's health and unborn children's lives, but the fight to stop dangerous mail-order abortion drugs is not over. Abortion drugs send approximately 1 in 25 women to the ER, according to the FDA's own label. Yet the abortion lobby gaslights women about the risks and seeks to block states even from collecting safety data," unquote. But pro-choice groups say the health concerns that the plaintiffs and their pro-life supporters cite are grossly exaggerated. Gilda Gonzalez is CEO of Planned Parenthood California.
The FDA has provided all of its evidence and its ruling. The drug has been in use for 20 years, and it is effective, it is safe, and so all of the challenge to this drug is quite ridiculous at this point.
Abortion rights advocates say mifepristone has been used more than 6 million times since the FDA approved it more than 20 years ago. Shannon Olivera-Hovis is director of Reproductive Freedom for All California. She says that more legal challengers are likely.
Three state attorneys general joined this case in the lower court. They've already said they will try to continue to challenge the FDA's approval of mifepristone.
The state attorneys general of Kansas, Missouri, and Idaho announced they'll continue to pursue legal challenges to mifepristone just moments after the Supreme Court decision came down. Shannon Olivera-Hovis of Reproductive Freedom for All California says that makes the political fight for abortion rights all the more critical leading up to the November election.
We have the opportunity for the first time since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade to actually elect Democrats to both houses of Congress and to the presidency who could work to end this national nightmare and put into place a federal protection for abortion.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is also expected to hand down a decision in the next few weeks on whether federal law protects emergency abortions in states with strict bans. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.